This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
No Joe today. Will's in for Joe. Junkie's asking, where's Joe? I think he's waiting in line for Space Mountain. He's at Disney World. I sent him a restaurant recommendation.
Did he do the Fast Pass?
I don't know. Hopefully. That's the only way to go.
I have not been in 30 years, but I heard like everyone does it now, so it's not really a fast pass.
It's still pretty fast.
Isn't there like a super fast pass?
Well, there's one like, I guess like VIP treatment where they take you like to the ride. They have like an escort that takes you like every ride. That's probably like 50 grand. The fast pass is still the way to go though. But like what you do is you reserve time to go on that ride. So like, you get like two reservations and then like you do one and then you do your next one once that one's up. But if you don't do it, like it's, I mean, you're waiting in line for like 2 hours every ride.
Like forget about it. It's not even worth it.
We went to Winners ago. It was pretty fun. We had a good time.
Did Fast Pass?
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, how old were your kids?
2 and 11.
What does the 2-year-old do at that point? Is it nothing?
Maybe
teacups.
No, he
or
was doing.
New world?
I mean, he was doing some like the mini roller coasters, the little like you know, swings that fly into the air. I was a little scared he's gonna fall off. Actually,
yeah,
that, I was like holding him like dear life. I was like, he's not in control of his body yet. Like I was kind of worried on some of
that
them.
Like, sounds terrifying.
I was like, not liking this. Say cheese.
You like roller coasters?
I did as a kid. I'll ride them now, but I'm not like
I love
them. Let me go.
Does your 11-year-old like them?
There's some that he does, some that he doesn't. It kind of he can get intimidated by some of them. Yeah.
What about like do they still have the elevator drop, the Tower of Terror?
I went to the one in Disneyland. They did not. The one that I was at.
Florida?
Is that,
no, Disneyland's California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only been to the one in Florida, but it was like when I was 10 or something. Like forever.
Yeah, it was a good time though. We'd like to go back. It was fun. We had a good time. Are you surprised where these NBA finals are? 2-0 Knicks.
I'm very surprised.
Sweeping the San Antonio games.
I'm really surprised at how passive Wemby was in game two of the first half. I thought he was going to come out and be like, yo, I'm the best. Watch this. And he did that a little bit more in the second half. I'm surprised at how good the Knicks are. I don't know if I underestimated them or what I did. But Karl Anthony Towns, though, also playing some really, really good basketball. Jalen, I think we knew what we were going to get from him. Yeah, I'm shocked it's 2-0 in the manner in which it is. Although game two is a little bit better, but still not as good of a game as I thought.
Sorry, I was laughing at this text. Bad move by Joe to go to Disney World in the summer. Definitely going to have swamp, and chafing all day.
Send pics.
You got to go. No. Picture it didn't happen. You got to do the baby powder to avoid that.
Yes. Gold bond or baby powder?
I usually do baby powder because we have it available.
I love the Gold Bond. Gold Bond's give you that.
Gold Bond's probably better, but we have babies, so we still have like baby powder, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, whatever. I'm surprised, too. I think the Knicks have had a great plan against San Antonio. I wouldn't have thought that with, you know, how they're coached, but tip to cap, you know, I'm shocked. I bet the Spurs to win the series. Actually, I bet the Spurs NBA Finals like middle of the year. But whenever they drop game one, I made two separate bets. I made Spurs in 5. That's out the window. Tore that one up. And then I also took Spurs in 6, which is available. It's still possible. But the Knicks are favored, last I looked, by 2.5 points today.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're home.
Right. But it's also 2-0, and the Spurs are desperate.
I mean, tonight's good.
I kind of suckered into it almost. I almost want to bet it, but I'm not going to because I have enough invested.
They're -2. They were dogs on the road, right?
There had to have been both games, yeah.
Yeah. How much do you think the crowd tonight matters?
Oh, it's going to be live. The thing is,
I mean,
Spurs,
it's going
to
be insane.
Maybe I've been overrating San Antonio, though, and underrating the Knicks. Like, I admit that is certainly within play. The Knicks are up in this series 2-0 and swept both games in San Antonio. So it is very possible, and even likely, maybe, that I've overrated San Antonio and I've underrated the Knicks. Like, that's very much in play. I do think the Knicks' environment's going to be great and very, very helpful. Having said that, I just can't imagine this being 3-0 after tonight. But maybe that's me being foolish again and overrating San Antonio and underrating New York. So I'm kind of mind, you know what, in myself, because I really don't know what to think.
This is a really weird comparison, But it reminds me of that White Sox-Astros World Series where the White Sox swept them, but it was like, every game was crazy good.
Late home runs, Roger Clemens leaving the game early. Uh-huh. Like, it had a weird game.
Yeah.
Weird games, all of them.
Very weird.
The San Antonio, like, game two was weird because the Knicks kind of, like, dominated for 2.5 quarters, you know, maybe even 3 quarters. And then all of a sudden, San Antonio makes that huge run and then probably should have won the game.
That's what, yeah.
Late turnover by Wimby, like, a chance to at least have a chance to have the final shot. You just gift it to New York, a foul. Wimby had a look at the elbow to win it.
A pretty easy look, too.
Like, I thought it was going in. So, like,
I'm shocked
that was
at
a weird game.
How not. Like, I think the Spurs have been timid, have allowed the Knicks to control the game a little bit more than I would have anticipated. I thought that the Spurs would have been a little bit more formidable of an opponent, but also I think they would have forced their will on the Knicks a little bit more than they have.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they did that to the Thunder.
Yep.
And I don't know if the Thunder maybe were so much softer than we thought.
Because
what happened to, you know, Chet disappeared.
Well, I'm not a Chet guy.
I mean, he's not horrible, though, like the way he was. And I one thing we do in sports I truly hate is we write people off after a bad game or after a bad series when they're 2 years into their entire career. We just take it easy. But nonetheless, like, I'm surprised at how awful Wemby was in game two first half.
He was really good late. But
I think he scored 2 points in the first half.
Yeah, it was kind of non-existent. But then it seemed like, whenever he led the team in the huddle afterwards, fourth quarter, it's like he kind of took over from that moment. It's like, why didn't you do that the first two games?
Exactly. Like, if it's in you, like, are you, that's why I say they're not imposing their will out there. He was, like, so passive-aggressive about everything, and then all of a sudden it was like, boom, we're here. And it's like, bro, this is the finals. You don't really have time for that. You're at home. You need to come out game two. It's like when Jalen Green had his horrible game one last year against Golden State. And then he was like, yeah, you know, the lights are pretty bright. I was like, cool. Hell yeah. You admit that. I'm game with it. Acknowledge it. Know where you are. Comes out game two. And then is awesome. And then disappears for the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. No, man. Now's the time. There's no other time. And if you want to be the best, or if you want to be one of the best on the floor in that, you gotta be that guy. There's no other way about it.
Yeah, maybe we see that Wimby for the rest of the series though. Maybe he was kind of coasting, kind of easing his way into a series. What have been your takeaways of this one, Age? What have you seen in the first two games?
Essentially similar to what y'all said. I mean, the great shot at the end too, but like you said, that turnover, and also I don't know if y'all noticed, but like a minute left, like Wimby just turned around and took a corner three, he airballed. I think that,
bro, that shot too. So to your point, that's a great. I'm glad you brought that up because between the pass to the back of the shoulders of Harper,
it was Castle
to whoever it was. The game looks fast for him right now in the biggest moments.
He also took that three against Oklahoma City in game one though. Like whenever he took it, I'm like, that's a terrible shot. Oh, it went in. He tied the game.
So bad shot's a bad shot no matter what.
He has a tendency late in the game to kind of like try to for these heroic moments.
And you can do that in the regular season. You can do that in a game if you're up 2-0 in a series. Like, okay, fine, it'll kind of be glossed over in the long term. Yeah. Game two, already down 0-1 at home. Bro, get a good look no matter who it is. You're not even the best scorer on your team right now.
Especially after they climbed the mountain. You know,
yeah,
they climbed the mountain, got right there, and then a couple of, you know, poor shot selection there, turnover late.
To be fair, it's not
still,
even a shot.
Still missed a game winner.
He jacked it up. Like whenever you say someone jacked up a shot, like not good.
He's not a great 3-point shooter. He's capable of knocking him down. What are the chances the Knicks get ahead of themselves and let the Spurs back into the series? Long way to go. I think it's going to happen, but I'm also hesitant to say that because I feel like I've overrated the Spurs and have underrated the Knicks.
I think if they lose tonight, I don't think it's because the Knicks are getting ahead of them. I think the Knicks have great leadership, and I even think Mike Brown's been a really good coach in the way he's coached this team.
Yeah.
And the way his personality works with this team. You know, this is going to sound silly and it's going to sound stupid, but Karl Anthony Towns had his hat on during like shoot around or something about that the other day. And it was kind of like, you know, kind of bouncing around, jovial, whatever, which I have no problem with in general. But like Mike Brown walked up and said, hey, let's take the hat off. Let's lock in. Let's dial in. Like that stuff matters because you want to be in the right mindset at all times during the NBA Finals because the other team you're playing is really, really good. You slip up and blink. Like we saw with UH a lot this year. They didn't like lock down as the way they always used to. Like the margin of error is very, very small. Don't give the Spurs that window.
I feel like that was unnecessary.
That was
unnecessary. I feel like a personal attack. I don't know why you had to make that comparison. Chunky Chettis buns. I agree. Knicks are much better defensively than San Antonio has faced so far. You look right about that. I read somewhere that it's cheaper for the Knicks fans to fly here and get tickets than go to the Garden. Maybe that's why there's so many fans in San Antonio. The key to Disney is to fast pass and get there when it opens, leave at lunch, go back at night. All right, if you're the Rockets, what are you doing this offseason?
Man, I think – so what's the deal with Steven Adams? Do you know his contract?
I think he's got one more year. He's got this year coming up. I think he's up after this year.
What do you do? I want to argue off a year take.
And then people call me contrarian. I don't want them to go big game hunting. I think they're too far away from Oklahoma City and San Antonio. I don't think there's a single move that they make that puts them in title contention. I also don't want to trade away future draft capital because I think you have to kind of do like a soft reload, soft future rebuild at some point. Like, I think you have to kind of look at the future of this team. Like, I'm not tearing it down. Maybe I'm just collecting more intel and data on this young nucleus and core. But I'm not doing anything extreme whenever I go chase like a big – like these Giannis trade rumors, like no thank you.
If you did do that, just pause there.
Uh-huh.
What are you willing to give up and what do you think they should
I'm not in love with anybody. I don't want to trade the future draft picks because I think that you might have to have a little bit of draft lotto luck in the future. Like Oklahoma City's younger than you and better than you. San Antonio's younger and better than you. Dallas might be younger and better than you here coming soon. You still have Minnesota to worry about, although maybe they're going to move to the East here pretty soon. I don't want to trade away from your future youth to try to help you in the immediate when that immediate's not going to make you better than the two teams already in your conference.
I don't disagree. Are you talking about the Rockets we saw in the playoffs? Or are you talking about the Rockets
as their roster?
With Kevin Durant healthy, yes. Fred VanVleet healthy, Steven Adams healthy.
Yeah, I don't think they can compete with those teams.
I think they can compete. Okay. I do think that here's my biggest issue with the roster when they're even 100% healthy is that a lot is on Steven Adams' shoulders for a guy that does get hurt a lot. And if you lose him, you almost lose an entire identity of your team because you are a volume shooting team, possession-based team because of your rebounding. You are a good defensive team and a elite rebounding team.
When he's on the floor, yeah.
Right. Well, that's the point, is that when he's not on the floor, both sides of your identity takes a massive, massive hit. And that is what I don't love about the team. Too much is on a guy's shoulders that isn't good enough, but is so impactful because of their identity and the way they play.
Then why would you big game hunt?
I'm not saying you should. Okay. I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't do. I'm just saying they're structured right now makes me nervous.
I just don't know how you're competing with Oklahoma City. And like, if you trade for Giannis, say you trade Alpi, Jabari, every single first-round pick you have, because that would probably be the most Rocket-friendly. I don't even think that gets it done. But let's just be super Rocket-friendly. Let's be super Rocket-friendly just for the experiment here. You trade Jabari, you trade Alpi, you trade every first-round pick that you have for Giannis and the cap filler and all that. So you're running out of starting five of VanVleet, Amin, Durant, Giannis, and Steven Adams.
Does that even work? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Basketball.
That's my point.
I don't think it works because they still don't have shooting. Like they yeah. still need – they. And with Giannis in particular, if you don't have the ability to spread the floor, then he's not going to be any good. He's going to be good.
That's my foresight of why I don't want to go big name hunting. Swap out Giannis for Jalen Brown.
So you get. I'd rather have Jalen Brown than Giannis.
Okay.
Because I think he's a more complete player and he fits the roster better.
I don't think he's as good, but I'm willing to give.
I don't think he's as good.
Probably like the scoring element where you talk to like the feng shui of the team because that would be you wouldn't have a lot of space there.
Yeah, and the Rockets Brown are historically bad at creating space offensively. Like for the last 2 years, they have not created space.
I think it's the personnel.
I think it's personnel.
Like Alpi's going to kill you with spacing. Amin's going to kill you with spacing. You know, Jalen could knock down a three a couple years ago, but he's not a guy that people like. He's not Ray Allen. Like, he's not getting the respect on closeouts and
Reed
stuff like
never
that.
Got that respect because he had to handle the ball.
Yeah, and he's also streaky. You know, he has games where
he's out of position too.
I think he's a combo guard.
It's so hard.
But even if you went Jalen Brown, like, so now you're going Fred VanVleet, Jalen Brown, Amin Thompson, Kevin Durant. I guess if you're going small and Steven Adams, like. That's beating OKC? That's beating San Antonio?
No,
not even close. I think you're losing those series in five, at best six. That's why I want to stay young. That's why I want to keep the draft picks. Like, if you're mortgaging your future to be the third seed in the West and be bounced in the Western Conference semifinals, I think that's poor. Like, there was a rumor I saw yesterday, though, where the Rockets could be looking to trade into the first round, where it's like, okay.
Yes.
All right. Like, yes. How high into the first round? That could excite me.
That's another thing. You got to go real high in the NBA draft to get, like, a
this year's a deeper draft,
player.
But I would agree with you most years. This year's a pretty deep draft. And how high you're willing to go is also going to, like, impact the cost. But that's something that intrigues me, because I do think that this team kind of has to worry more about its future than its immediate, because I think the immediate has passed them by.
Yeah, and again, you got to be – I don't care. If you want – I'd much rather you, to your degree, to your point, trade away your assets to get up in a draft and get an impactful player that's young than to get a Giannis or a Jaylen Brown if you're going to trade your future picks, mm-hmm. or whatever it takes to get there.
Yeah.
I'd much rather do that. But you also, again
– same.
You got to go high in the draft, because you're not getting – and where they're going to be picking in the first round overall, you're really not going to get anybody that's that great. Like, you're just not.
I would be okay if they – I mean, somewhere in the top 12, I think you could find a really good player that has promising future in this year's draft.
In this year's draft.
Maybe top 15.
Even top 15. Like, yeah. there's some exciting prospects. This is a deep draft. Am I the only one that thinks Amin should be traded for a haul? He's not a good enough shooter and not a true scorer yet. I think it's a fair take. I like Amin, but I think it's a fair take.
It's so – he can't dribble. He can't shoot. He has 12 gears. He doesn't know how to use them. It's exciting to watch, and it's good at when it's good. And he's a good defender. But he's also extremely young. You don't think he's a good defender?
He's a terrible defender. He's a traffic cone. Oh, I think you meant Reed.
No, wait. Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I thought you were talking about Reed for a
second. I'm talking about Amen.
I was like, good defender, Reed?
No.
That was my bad. I was reading a text.
I'm sorry. Amen.
Amen's a great defender.
Very good defender. Got 12 gears. Doesn't know when and how to use them, though. And can't shoot, can't dribble. But he's also very young. Like, this isn't the final Amen Thompson.
I think where he plays, it kind of indicates his dribbling ability. I think he's fine as a wing. I think he's fine as a dunk spot four. His handle's fine if he's playing the three or the four.
Yeah.
He's not an elite ball handler at the point guard. Yeah, I think he was played out of position.
Yeah. But still, I would like him to be a better dribbler than really bad. Just overall.
I don't think he's a bad dribbler. I just don't think he can orchestrate an offense.
Well, I think he's a bad dribbler and he can't orchestrate offense.
But his dribbling gets hidden whenever he's not orchestrating offense.
Well, you can hide it. He's still not a good dribbler.
Yeah, but
I would like
because
he has the ability to slash.
He's a good enough dribbler to slash.
I think he is at times. I think he loses the ball too often.
Okay. This is the text I was reading that I got sidetracked. Reed doesn't belong in the association.
That's kind of crazy.
He's got a spot. Let's stop pretending Reed is a knockdown shooter. That's fair. That's valid. If it's not Giannis or Kawhi, forget about it. Another texter said the Kevin Durant trade was a terrible deal. Is it, though? Like, you got rid of Green, man. I do like Dylan Brooks, but Dylan Brooks isn't, like, this franchise changer. And the 10th pick of the draft last year was nothing. So I don't mind the trade. And maybe you can repurpose Kevin Durant. Like, he's your fixer-upper, right? Like, you fix him and you send him away at some point. All right, 713-780-3776. HRMP listener line, when we come back, what do you actually care for at OTAs?
Reed Sheppard shot 40% from three this year, by the way. Just like, let's...
Right, he's streaky, though. He had games where
because
he was
he's out of position. He shouldn't be handling the ball like he was, but with Fred. I want to say that.
I think he's a good three-point shooter. I don't think he's knocked down.
I think he's knocked down if he can play his position.
Maybe.
More than... He's still 40% at... Not in his position.
And he's a second-year guy. I think he'll be better there. And I don't know if they're ever going to play him in his natural position, though. That's my wonder.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with that.
I mean, he's ranked 12th best percentage in the entire NBA.
Knockdowns 12th, though?
3 points made per game. But you can't.
Like, what would you consider knockdown?
I mean, it's all different because...
It is relative.
Because there's different way, like for instance, he's obviously not Steph Curry, but Steph can do it every single type of way.
Off the dribble, catch, shoot,
right.
Off the screen.
There's other guys that are knocked down, like a Sam Perkins of old, but just spot
catch
in the corner. Yeah. So, you know, Jabari shoots better than Reed Sheppard. Would you rather Reed Sheppard or Jabari as a shooter? I'd rather Reed.
Which like coming off a screen, catch and shoot,
just
off
as
the
an
dribble.
Overall, like, hey, he's...
Probably Reed.
Yeah, that's just my take. I'm not a Jabari guy.
I like Jabari.
Of course you are. Typical.
I think Jabari's a really good really good role player. I think he's a very unique role player.
I don't disagree with that.
I think he should rebound better, though.
Well, that's part of it. Like, he doesn't do anything really well consistently, and that's my biggest thing. Like, even the thing he does well at, he doesn't do it well consistently.
Okay. All right, 713-780-3776. What are things at OTAs you actually care about? It's Will in for Joe, Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Will's in for Joe today. No one cares about OTAs. We're not going to talk about OTAs.
That's crazy.
Instead, we'll talk about Brendan Sorsby. Personally, I want Tech to be as good as possible. I mean that sincerely. People don't really believe me when I say that at times. Oh, you're Houston. You hate Tech. I really don't. I like Tech. I like the people there. But I also root for my Big 12 brethren. That's why I want the team. That's why I want the playoff to go to 24 teams. I
think is there a Big 12 brethren you don't root for because the hatred is too deep?
No. No, I haven't built that yet. Of the fan base, I'd probably say that Houston hates Tech the most. And maybe vice versa.
Okay.
I think it's probably fair. But I root for them to do well outside of the league. I mean,
to be fair, Houston, I'll say this, hasn't been good enough to really have a great rivalry.
Depends on the sport.
Yeah, football.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you agree?
I mean, LSU couldn't beat Houston last year, but.
That's true. Houston, LSU can't beat anybody. They stink. Their whole, they can't get in the college football or baseball playoffs. There's nothing.
But the news today, Sorsby was granted eligibility to play. Apparently, he's going to have a two-game suspension. And look, I want Tech to be as good as possible. I would say this if Sorsby was a U of H guy, though. I don't think that you should be able to bet on your sport while you're an active participant of that sport, especially if you have bets on your own team, especially if you have bets on your own team to do less than their specific prop bet. I'm surprised by this decision. You know what? I'm really not, because college football has no rules right now. What this is actually a bigger, like, takeaway for me is that I really wish they would figure out a way to regulate college athletics, because right now it's not, and it's the wild, wild west. So I'm not surprised by the decision. If I were the commissioner of college athletics, would I allow this? No, I wouldn't. And that's coming for a place wanting all Big 12 schools to be as good as they possibly can be.
It's bad. It's really bad for the sport. And when I say that, you're going to say, well, eyeballs aren't going to fall off. So what's it matter if this is really bad for the sport? This is better for the sport. So I'm surprised you don't think this is good for the sport.
Oh, I think it ruins the integrity of the sport.
Well, I agree. I think
it's two separate conversations.
That's not an integrity. The regular season.
That's not an integrity.
It is of the regular season.
That's a reach. That's a massive reach.
Got him.
No, that is not the got him you think it is.
No, I agree with you. If you can bet on your team to do poorly, then what can't you do? You can do anything. And for everyone's like, well, that's just, you know, player rights, blah, blah, blah. This has nothing to do with that. Like, we're all kind of winking and nodding about the NIL stuff because it's not even NIL. You're getting paid over the table and under the table. We all know it's bad. There's no guardrails on it. There's no adult in the room when it comes to college athletics. There's no decency. There's no standard. It's really, really bad for college athletics. It's really bad for college football. And where gambling is important to America, the fan, this is really bad for that. And if you lose the integrity of your sport, you really don't have a sport. The NBA has gone through this a lot, and I think it's hurt the NBA. And this is just really, really bad. I'm sure he's a nice kid, but he should not be playing
football. I don't even blame Sorsby. Like, I don't blame Sorsby at all. Sorsby's
well, not
doing...
for playing. I blame him for his actions, I'm just saying.
I don't blame him for fighting for his right to play.
No. This I'm is saying gonna, his actions no, deserve I get, him on the bench.
I agree with that. But I don't have an issue with Sorsby fighting for his right to play despite his actions.
I agree.
He's got to do what's in the best interest of himself. Yeah. I have no problem Texas Tech playing Sorsby. It is the wild, wild west. Either you play with the rules that are currently in play, which are none, or you just get smoked in every single sport. So this isn't a shot at Tech. It's not a shot at Sorsby at all. I just think that there has to be regulation eventually. I think it is very difficult to do because it's probably going to require a collective bargaining agreement. And why would the players sign a collective bargaining agreement? Why would the players want rules that would regulate them and limit their opportunity to make more money? Why would they agree to that? They should want this. They currently love this system. They can leave whenever they want. They can do whatever they want. They can maximize their earnings whenever they want. Why would they collectively bargain something that they would get less than?
They wouldn't, and they were not going to.
Right.
But,
it's probably going to be like this forever.
So how does this – yeah, I wondered, though. I wonder how long this will maintain because the Big Ten and the SEC can break off at any time because there's no point in them horsing around with anybody else and dealing with the NCAA because the NCAA – like every good parent knows that saying yes to your kid all the time is not good parenting.
Right.
Saying yes to your athletes all the time just so you can stay relevant and like stay in, like be allowed to live in your house, it's not your house anymore. It is now the institution's house. They control everything. The NCAA, I've been saying this for years now, is a glorified party planning committee. They throw a hell of a party come March and they throw a hell of a party come January. That is all they do. They do not institute anything and they don't do anything. They don't mandate scheduling. They don't mandate rules. They don't mandate anything that's legal, illegal, or anything. All they do is throw a hell of a party come the playoff time. And college athletics is suffering because of it, and it's suffering because the way that money got into it, legally, it's all legal. Like it's allowed under the law. So now schools and players and so on are suing, and now here we are.
Yeah, it's rough right now. College athletics can only be regulated by Congress with the power of basketball and football programs breaking off your point and collectively bargaining with the players. Eventually, they won't have a chance but to sign. There's no way this holds up on appeal. One rogue judge does not change an entire industry when no one else agrees. They are appealing the NCAA. We'll see how it goes. Another junkie, LSU played U of H with a third of their roster and coaching staff and still almost beat them, Jeremy. See, that's what these SEC people do. They're like, oh, well, we lost a bowl game because no one played on our team. Guess who also played with a third of their roster? Houston. Guess who won the game? Not almost won the game. That was Houston.
Here's the way that this changes is if guys like Cody Campbell and Buddy Garrity are not getting the returns on their investment.
Buddy Garrity, what a pull.
If these guys saying, all right, I just gave you $2 million to be my quarterback and you quit and left. I'm not giving anybody any more money until you sign a contract and we have a deal. And then that's going to trickle down to the rest of the program, so on and so forth. But who's going to institute that? Not the NCAA. They'd have no jurisdiction over that. It's going to be the schools and the donors. It's just going to be private business, and that's the way it's going to continue to
probably.
Roll.
Probably. Some private equity comes in and buys the sport, which probably be the best interest of the sport. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's do a Mailbag Monday on a Monday for a change. 713-780-3776. What are your questions for Jeremy and Will? It is Jeremy and Will today on ESPN at 97.5. My colleague, U of H class of 1990, go Cougs. He's been protecting the interests of businesses for nearly 25 years with HR&P. HR&P provides comprehensive human capital management service like HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. And HR&P is going to work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. Nothing cookie cutter. They're going to tailor a plan for whatever you need. Maybe you want a little bit of help with the payroll. Maybe you want a little bit of help with the onboarding. Maybe you want help across the board. HR&P has got a plan for you, and they're going to tailor it and customize it for exactly what you want. Their customer service is phenomenal, top-notch too. I can attest to their customer service. We use it here at Gal, thank goodness, because HR&P is phenomenal. Let HR&P take on the demands of human resources and eliminate your HR burden so you can get back to growing your business. Plus, your employees are going to love it too. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HR&P tailor a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or check them out on the internet at hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Mail call.
Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
Mailbag Monday on a Monday. Will's in for Joe, 713-780-3776. What are your questions for Jeremy and Will?
Bring them on, baby.
What do we actually care about during OTAs?
What do I care about during OTAs? I care about which linemen are lining up where they're getting reps. And that's it for the linemen because there's no pads, so there's no like failure or success. I care about who's in attendance, which has been very, very good for the Texans over the last several years. I think Danielle Hunter is one of the few Sheldon Rankins not in attendance. I'm good on that. That's what I care about most when it comes to OTAs. What I don't care about is the success rate of completions, incompletions, and things like that. Because you work on a lot. It's a lot of 7-on-7. There's no pass rush. There's You know, there's no run game to facilitate. You know, things like that I don't care about right now.
I care about health.
Oh, well,
and that's about it.
I'm talking about, like, things you work on and whatever. But
that's about it.
Okay, fair enough. Like, if someone gets hurt during OTAs, you're... Whew.
But the excitement of, like, oh, my goodness, did you see C.J. Stroud complete that five-yard out against air? He's an NFL football player.
I agree.
He should be doing that.
I agree with that.
I like to mock the things that make people excited with OTA stuff.
So one of my favorite things to do, because it does so well on social media, is I will log all the plays of 11-on-11 or 7-on-7 with the starters. And I'm telling you, the replies to these are like, if CJ's got a good four plays on a 7-on-7, it's Super Bowl season. Or if it's the vice versa, it's Davis Mills time. Get this bum out of town. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll put him down because everything I'm saying is factual. But it's crazy how much people read into the 4 7-on-7 plays in OTAs.
And like you said, they're working on different things, working on situations. They might be just like, hey, we're going to do the highest degree of difficulty thing here. It's hard for me to freak out about OTA stuff. 713-780-3776. I know y'all don't pay much attention to soccer, but any thoughts on who'd win the World Cup?
Based on the odds, it's Spain or France or Portugal.
I'm going to go with the Americans.
France is the favorite.
Give me the Americans. They're going to win it all. I'm kidding.
Give me the Cougs.
Cougs in three. Cougs are going to win the World Cup in three. It's hard to go against Spain. Spain's really good.
I don't know anything about it. I genuinely have no idea.
I enjoy the World Cup a lot. I'll watch most matches.
Good God. I just saw your tweet from 16 hours ago about Yordan Alvarez's baseball savant. That is so red.
Very red.
Sorry.
He only squares up half the pitch off half of his batted balls, too.
That's crazy to have the amount of success he does without squaring a ball up.
It's because he gets pitched around, though. How do you celebrate successes in life? A cigar, maybe? Glass of whiskey?
Scotch. Are you Scotch? I love Scotch.
More of a whiskey guy. Bourbon.
That's a whiskey.
Yeah, a little different.
Bourbon, you're saying. Mm-hmm. I love Scotch. I mean, I love all liquor except for gin.
Not a huge gin guy. I can drink some, but not a lot.
Gin makes everybody else argumentative.
I do like a cigar whenever I go to Mexico, though. I don't know what it is.
Love cigars.
About Mexico, but I like cigars in Mexico.
You're outside on the water usually, right?
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
You a deep sea fisherman guy?
I will. I haven't been in a long time.
Love it. It's a great cigar out there. If you can handle a cigar on the water.
Yeah, it could be a little choppy.
A buddy of mine who's on our Instagram Live right now, he's Indian, shockingly. He says, India will win the World Cup.
Okay.
Who's got a better chance? Is India in the World Cup?
America's got a better chance.
America's got a better chance?
Yeah.
Okay. Is India in it?
No idea.
Neither do I. I don't know.
I imagine if they are, if he's saying that they're going to win it.
He says gin is for men.
Dude wipes or toilet paper?
Toilet paper. I've used dude wipes. I don't like the wetness. I do not like that.
I've only used the dude wipes on occasion. I will say it's way better clean.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Way better clean. That. And in fact, it makes me feel pretty dirty whenever now that I have been introduced to a dude wipe.
But it's the wetness. I do not like the wetness.
I hear you, but I do think it's more effective with the cleanliness, and I think that's more important than your comfort with the moisture.
India is not in the tournament.
Oh, well, then they have no chance to win it. Why is he saying that, then? He's just spreading lies. Give me dude wipes. Start, sit, cut. Cheese sticks, garlic bread, buffalo wings. That's easy. Starting buffalo wings. Sitting cheese sticks and cutting garlic bread. Boom.
I love garlic bread, but I'm not... Yeah, I agree. That's an easy run.
Yeah, how would you not go buffalo wings there? How are you starting anything else than buffalo
wings? Buffalo wings is the only like real food there.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
Dumb email. Ugh. Anybody else?
Cougs can't even win a World Cup. Oh, he said Ward Cup. He didn't say World. He said Ward. What's up?
No, I actually muted my mic for that. I said Atish is an idiot.
Oh.
He said we only play real sports like cricket.
Don't cricket games can last like 24 hours, right?
Like 4 days.
How do you bet
but
on
it's
cricket?
A different version. I think there's different versions of cricket.
I would like to bet on cricket, though, at times whenever we don't have anything to bet
on. That'd be fun. Have you ever watched High Life, speaking of weird? That's an intense
You know Whitey Bulger owned High Life for a bit.
What do you mean owned? He was really good?
No, he owned the league. Whitey Bulger owned Hi-Li back in the day.
There's only one league?
He owned, like, the top league. I don't know how many leagues of highlight there are, but I think it was the top league.
Well, you're saying it like he owned football. Like,
he bought the league. He owned the league.
The league, as if there's only one. I'm just confused.
There might be more than one highlight.
It's like saying
league.
Jeremy Branham owns basketball. What do you mean he owns basketball?
But there's more than one basketball league. But if you were to say he owns,
you just said there's more than one highlight league.
I don't know if there is. Oh. But if there was more than one, he owned the top highlight league.
Okay.
Like, you can so own basically, I would have owned the entire NBA. Yeah,
that's
he
cool.
owned the entire highlight league, so I think he could
How
fix.
Did that come about?
I don't know. He just bought them. He just bought the league.
That is great information.
Whitey Bulger.
He was a
he was
gang?
Like He was like, yeah, he was a
right. Boston guy?
Southie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Was yeah. Johnny Depp play him or who?
He the Departed was loosely based on his life. I think he was the Jack Nicholson character in The Departed.
Oh, was there, loose, was there another there was, movie
yeah,
based
Black
on?
Mass.
Yeah. Who was that?
It wasn't very good. I don't remember who was in it.
Yeah.
I thought it was but that. The Departed's loosely based on the life of Whitey Bulger. Black Mass is made after Whitey Bulger. I read a Whitey Bulger book, though. That's where I read that he owned High Life. He also won the lottery twice.
Yeah, that's the most rigged thing in the world. Because he was an asset, so therefore they had to keep funneling the money to him.
I think he was rigging highlight.
Maybe.
Which slice of pizza is superior? Chicago, Detroit, a tavern, a Neapolitan, a classic New York, or a Sicilian?
New York, number one, every single day. Like, that's just, this is always a personal preference thing. So my wife is Italian, and we go to Italy, and I love the pizza there, but I actually do not prefer it, because it's Neapolitan style, to New York slice.
I think I go Chicago.
That's not pizza though. That's like a soup. It's like a damn souffle. It's a.
You're moving the goalpost.
It's a tub. It's a tub.
You're moving the goalpost.
I'm not moving.
It was one of the six options.
That's fair, but that's not pizza.
What do they call it then? Lasagna.
They might as well be.
They don't say Chicago lasagna. Will they say Chicago pizza?
They can say whatever they want.
Crunchy Cheetos or Cheeto Puffs?
Crunchy.
I'm more of a puff.
Yes, I agree. Happy June.
Pick your favorite. It's my birthday month. Treat me with some respect. Pick your favorite toast. Butter and honey toast. Strawberry jam toast. Mashed avocado toast. Why wouldn't they just call it? Never mind. Peanut butter toast or Nutella toast?
I don't know. I'd give me like a great slice of sourdough bread toasted with butter, like good butter.
Yeah, I'd probably eliminate peanut butter and Nutella.
I mean, eliminate that for sure.
The other three are all very good. It's like a tie.
I mean, if you're going to do avocado toast, like put an egg on it and some everything seasoning. Oh.
I'd probably go the strawberry jam toast, I think, here. I'd probably go with that. 713-780-3776. Got to use the Duke wipes and then dry off with toilet paper. I agree. TP, then wipe. How optimistic are the both of y'all for the Rockets moving forward after the season and watching the Spurs succeed so soon? Not.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, the problem is that their success is capped because they're kind of stuck. But they're, you know, and the teams that are really good are just significantly.
All right, enough
bad.
About that. Dude wipes your bidet.
I don't know that I actually use a bidet.
I've had a bidet in my hotel room once, but did not use it.
Yeah, I think I'm afraid to because I don't. You know, I don't know, man.
Yeah, you don't really know how to use it.
Like, what if it goes? If it goes wrong,
like, were you scared if you like it too much?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, and I do it wrong. Like, that's even worse.
Did you guys plan to match hats today? Did not. Real Chicago pizzas, bar style, not deep dish. You uncultured swine. HEB or Kroger's? I like both.
What? Kroger isn't even in the same stratosphere as HEB.
Kroger at times can have better prices on their protein.
They have horrible protein, though, in comparison.
What do you mean?
No.
It's all the same. It all comes from the same place.
No. No, it's not.
It all comes from a cow, Will.
It's not all the same.
It's all the same.
It's not all the same.
They get it from Texas.
Oh, dear God. HEB, by far. I think I'd like Kroger because sometimes I can avoid the HEB crowd.
Yeah, it's a big
That is about it, though. That is it. Kroger does nothing better than HEB. Nothing.
They have better prices on their meats.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, for sure.
They get the same place. They're getting from McLane Groceries. Drayden McLane supplying it for everybody.
Cool.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. It is never Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston is the best. Get away from the hustle and bustle of the job, traffic, whatever is causing you stress. Best weekend idea for you, Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston, where you can escape the city, enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. Go ahead and book your stay now, twocreekscrossingresort.com. They got the open green spaces for you, 92 acres worth, wildlife you just don't see in the city. You know, Mother Nature, the way it was intended to be. Do you like to fish? They got the two creeks right there on the property, which is a great fishing, some really good fishing. Catch and release pond in the middle of the property, too. Great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. And one of the best parts, it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without going too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. 92 acres of property, kayak and pickleball, hang out at Swampers, or how about the water park out there, Blue Bayou Bend, the Lazy River, you're going to love it. Glamping, waterfront cabins, tree houses. You have an RV, pull up the RV. They have RV hookup spots for you, any stay that you could want. Father's Day weekend's coming up, weekend activities, food trucks, some live music all the time out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort as well. You're going to love your time. So book your stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of skeeve junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
All right, Junkie of the Day, 713-780-3776. Going to love the Junkies of the Day. What do you got? What's your Junkie of the Day? 713-780-3776. You got a Junkie, Will? Your YouTubers, are they your Junkies
My
of the Day?
My Instagrammers? Yeah, they're being mean. People are asking, Rashi's asking if I have dandruff because I scratch my head. No, I don't. I'm wearing its hat, Houston hat. It's a Decker hat company. And you can use my promo code KUNK. Can I say that on air or no?
Probably not.
Okay, then I won't. KUNK.
He'll fix it in post.
Fix it in post. I don't have a junkie of the day. You go first.
My junkie of the day. I would like to nominate. I'm not sure how you can bet on your team sport and still play in your sport. I don't get it.
They filed an appeal. NCAA officially filed their appeal.
Right, but NCAA, like, I mean.
I'm not saying that.
What, are they worth anything?
Yeah.
Is that appeal worth anything?
Well, yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends what happens.
And then they appeal, and then they appeal. I think he's going to play. But whatever. Did you see the missed out of the baseline call in the Orioles-Blue Jays game that was going around on the internet?
Nope.
He ran out of the baseline to avoid a tag, and they didn't call it out. Just a bad call. So I nominate that bad call. And then Brandon Ayuk.
I was just about to make this one.
What's going
to
happen with this guy?
What is with these people?
I don't know. What do you mean, these people?
Multi-millionaires being pains in the asses.
Just wanted you to clarify.
Yeah, that. Gee whiz.
What did I do?
AJ, straighten him out. Like, the fact that he
I
even thought about that.
I just wanted to clarify. I was helping you out.
Sick.
Because I know our junkies are going to be like, what did you mean, Will? I was helping you out. I was nipping into the bud.
It's just, and a lot of them are 49er receivers. It's kind of even more. It was the kid that's now over with Washington? Is that where he is?
Who are you talking
Debo
about?
Samuel. He was Debo? In the ass.
Debo never was like doing illegal stuff, though. Or doing stuff on Instagram. He just like fought his kicker that one time. Remember that? he like pushed his kicker. He like missed a kick and pushed him.
Golly. You know what I hate when athletes do? Which I think is so childish. Unfollow their team and delete.
Weird.
It's like, and then everyone else is like.
I think it's a generation thing.
Why is that like the ultimate?
Because like that's what happened with like these reality TV stars that like break up and then like they unfollow each other and it's like, oh my goodness, did you see that this guy unfollowed this girl? And it's like,
oh my god, it's pathetic. Do you block anybody on socials?
No, never,
never. I just the secret is mute. Like you're just tired of people's stuff.
I want to keep their engagement.
Oh yeah, hey, I almost woke you up there.
I want to keep their engagement. Why would I block them?
Yeah, I agree. I don't block.
Every 100 engagements they do, I can probably go, like, you know, put food on the table.
I don't ever block people.
My kids got to eat. You think I'm blocking people?
Latrell Sprewell.
What did he do?
Remember, like, I got to feed my family. He was only getting paid, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back then, $20 million or whatever.
Remember when he choked his coach?
Yeah, yeah. Stand-up cat.
Anyways, Ayuk said on the 90-second Instagram, this was about, like, him, I think, not being traded yet. If you scared, just say dat. Bad word.
Stop running from the bill.
They haven't traded him yet, so he's, like, upset about that. He also said, we're dealing with, you know, like them kids when they don't get picked for the basketball game at the court, but they the ones that brought the ball. So they're like, all right, you all don't want to pick me. I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. Bad word boys, little bad word boys. Or like when your kid, he got this one toy, but he didn't really know how to use it correctly. So somebody else about to pick it up and play with it, and they like, oh, yeah, this bad word Liddy.
This is all really well said. And they
like, wait, hold on, that's my toy. Bad word boy, little bad word boy.
Do you think he could represent himself in the court of law?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, stop running from the bill. The bill coming. You scared, they scared. Truth is, they scared. They know how I get. They're going to say, oh, yeah, B.A. did this, B.A. did that, B.A. did. You know that bad word, allegedly. What they're not going to say is B.A. suck at football.
Kind of do suck at football.
Because they know how I get, and they running from the bill. That's on the way. It's inevitable. It's coming. Stop running. Stop being a female dog. Stop being a little cat. Stop running from the bill.
I mean, he had 374 yards last year. He played in 7 games.
He got hurt.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's
the ability. He's really good.
2 years. He had 2 good seasons.
I think I just don't know what's going to happen with him. He got paid. That's the
The issue. He was the idiot driving by the practice squad.
Like 200, like, yeah. Like, it was more than 100 miles per hour.
I don't have a problem with you being an idiot. We all are at times. But to voluntarily tape it and then post it is like 3 dumb decisions and 1.
They're going to get the bill.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't make sense
to me.
Don't
stop running from the bill.
Like, I've done a lot of dumb things, but I don't record
it. Name one.
I don't record it and then be like, everyone should see this. Like, what are we doing?
Well, he's got FU money.
He definitely does, man.
This is like a good example of FU money.
It's actually,
which, to be honest, like, I kind of look up to it. Like, I want to be at his point someday.
I will say,
I can just do it and be like, whatever.
That, honestly, I agree from the standpoint of, if you have the, that's what true freedom is.
Mm, yeah.
If, because you and I can't say any, like, I almost said the SH word here by accident. I can't even do that. I mean, he can do anything. And still get paid millions.
Millions.
I mean, upon millions. That's true freedom. It's like the Shane Gillis. Like, he's like, I've been canceled. You can't cancel me again anymore. So I can say and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Which is like, let's go. That's the freedom.
All right. Brandon Ayuk's the winner of our Junkie of the Day. NBA Finals coming up on your airwaves here pretty soon. It's going to do it for us. Enjoyed it. We'll be back on Thursday. I'll be back next Monday. AJ, great job as always as well. But before we go, I want to remind you about Federal American Grill. Maybe this is your spot for dinner. Maybe it's your spot for social hour. You still got an hour left. Don't miss social hour every day from 3 until 7 at Federal American Grill. They got $10 appetizers for you. Great variety of drink specials. The vibe is awesome. It's immaculate. They got your martinis, your beers, your house spirits, your margaritas. They got it all. The food is phenomenal. Egg rolls, the cheeseburger egg rolls, burger sliders, sticky ribs, bang bang shrimp. It is great. You're going to love it. Get out there for the social hour every day from 3 until 7. All 6 Houston area locations too. Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, the Woodlands, downtown, now in River Oaks as well. And keep Federal American Grill in mind too for your event season. Great for the graduations. Great for birthdays, anniversaries, your company retreats at all 6 of their Houston locations. Federal American Grill, exceptional food meets Southern hospitality.
ESPN 97.5.